Hello, everybody. This is Emma, otherwise known as Sunday Twist on Twitter, and I'm Emma L on Audible. Welcome along. You join me here, and I've completely lost track of the days because I've been off for nearly 2 weeks. And unfortunately, well, as I can see, it's Friday. So happy Friday to you all. I'm back to work on the 22nd. Boo. It's been so nice, actually, just having 2 weeks off, basically. But yeah, so all in the news is all about this, Scotland voted against, being independent and moving away from the UK. I was about to say UK. So that's all over the news. And also all over the news, I went to, Slimming World. I've decided to join a slimming group. And I was like, when I started to diet, and I know I shouldn't use the term diet, but when I start to try and cut the weight down, because it's kind of escalated recently, I was like, no, I don't need to join a slimming group. I can do it by myself. I can just weigh in by myself. I can, you know, I don't need to be paying a weekly fee to just go there and, you know, be weighed in. And that worked for a while, and I'd lost weight. But then I sort of got a bit frustrated, fell off the bandwagon at one point. Tried to get myself back onto it, but I was still, I don't know, my heart wasn't in it because I was sick of counting calories, and I was sick of more or less starving myself in ways that I'd have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, but you start craving and craving food and craving things you shouldn't be eating and everything like that. So I thought to myself, no, life has to be better than this out there. So I'd start to read up on plans and different companies, you know, the Weight Watchers, the Slimming World, and we have a company here called Unislim in Ireland. So I was starting to read up, and I'd done Weight Watchers years ago, so I'm sure it's changed since. And I'd lost a lot of weight on Weight Watchers, but again, I was thinking it's going to be the same low calories, counted calories, points, and all that type of stuff. So I kind of discounted them. Anyway, I decided, I'd been reading so much about Slimming World that I thought, do you know what? I'm going to give Slimming World a go. Why not? So I went to my first meeting, and I got weighed in yesterday, which, you know, I've been heavier, shall we say, when I started on my own. I was heavier. I was like, more or less nearly 2 stone heavier. So I knew I could, you know, I could do it and everything. So I listened, and I'm getting to grips with the plan. I've got this book. I've got this pack that they gave me. And this book has become like my Bible. It's literally go to it about everything. Sorry about the noise outside. Some woman shouting. So sorry about that. I forgot to put some in the freezer when I came home from the shop. Yeah, anyway, this book has become like my Bible. I go to it about everything. Trying to find out how it works. And the plan just seems so strange because it seems like it's so good that you just don't think it's gonna work. So I've sort of tried to get my head around it. We also have these food diaries in the piece of paper. I think I might be able to do it online as well. At the moment, I'm just filling in the piece of paper, and it just seems you can eat so much, and I'm trying to think, if I'm eating so much, how am I going to lose the weight? But I guess you're just cutting the fat out and you're just eating good stuff. And what I actually like is they have these things called SYN, S-Y-N, and you know, I'm beginning to think that, you know, it's nice to be able to have a treat. Like these SYNs are like you can have, they have a value. SYNs have a value, and you can have up to 15 a day. And it seems so great. And actually, I like that concept because it feels like at least if you can have a treat every day, you don't feel like you're depriving yourself in ways, because I've sort of in the past been like, oh, I'm on this, and you're eating lettuce, and you're eating porridge, and you're having lean meat, and you're having your broccoli or your cauliflower or your turnip or whatever you're having, and you're thinking, where's the nice stuff, you know? So anyway, you can have up to 15 of these sin points a day, and that to me is just amazing. So for breakfast, I had 250 mils of semi-skimmed milk. First of all, milk in Ireland is kind of strange. It doesn't say skimmed, it doesn't say semi-skimmed, it says low fat, it says hot, it says, you know, I don't know, whole milk or full whatever. You have super milk, you have slimline milk, and I was like, well, I bought this light milk. What the hell? Is it skimmed? Is it semi-skimmed? Is it between the two? And I'm feeling it's between semi-skimmed and skimmed. So I've treated it as if it's semi-skimmed, and that's just it. So I've had 250 ml of semi-skimmed milk. Actually, because I noticed when I was doing this other diet, I was having no calcium. Zero. Absolutely none. So this is... I've introduced calcium back into the diet. And I've had two Weetabix for my breakfast. And seemingly you have to have like a third of what they call... I think it's super free or free foods or something like that with each meal. And then I'm trying to learn like super free foods. A third of your plate in every meal, I believe it should be super free foods. So I had an apple and I had a few grapes. Now my problem is with grapes. I could eat grapes like loads. So I didn't have so many grapes. But I'm actually not, you know, hungry or anything. It's kind of strange. And I was kind of getting a bit peeved off with the porridge, you know. So I'm just going to take intermittently half the Weetabix or half the porridge or even don't have either and save the... you have like a healthy A option, which is like your dairy. And I don't eat cheese, so it's just milk for me. and your healthy B is your cereals, your breads, that kind of thing. So... If I'm one day going to just have one of these fat-free yogurts, and I could have raspberries or strawberries with that, and then I could save my bread for my lunch. Because when you get back into work, it's not always easy to go for a salad over to the salad bar, or sometimes it's easier just to be able to have the bread, you know, on occasion. You know, you don't want to be having a salad every day. And actually, the salad... isn't so cheap, you know. So I've actually joined my group that I joined on yesterday. They have a Facebook group, so I've been in there. So it's good. It's just seems such a good idea that I can go to this group and ask a question. Some people will come back and say, answer my question, because especially when you start something, it's so hard to know, can I have this? Do I have to, as they say, sin it? Or I'm just going to actually see how it works today, because it's so strange, you know, when you start something, it's so new and you're not so used to knowing how things work. But this book, I think, is going to become my Bible, literally my Bible. So and then I bought these. I went down to the shop and I was thinking, all right, I'm going to buy some, we call them rashers, bacon. But then they seem to be like, okay, you can cut the rind off, but then at the back there's like bits of white, like fat. So I was like, I'm not sure about this. So anyway, I decided to buy some original turkey rashers. And then I was thinking, are these free or do I have to sin them? And I couldn't really get the signal, the data signal in the shop is pretty bad when you get towards the back of the shop. So I wasn't sure. So anyway, I bought them anyway. Came home and I've checked online and I've asked on a message board, and they're free. Yay! So I can have those. So maybe I can have them alongside. I'm going to have a salad for lunch. So maybe I can cook these in the George Foreman with the fry light spray, and they're free. Because I used to have the Weight Watchers tuna and mayonnaise, but I sort of sinned it, and it was, I sort of checked and did like a calculator, and it was bad. So I've got to cut that one out. What else did I buy? I bought this sort of, they're like pot noodle in ways. They're like noodles, and they're called mugshot, and they're free. So this one is a chicken and sweet corn flavour. Just to have that in, because you never know, maybe I'll need to do it when I go back to work or something. So I only actually had one left in the shop, so this was it. So I managed to get that. And, yeah, and what else did I get? Oh, yeah, I got the grapes. So, yeah, so I've only really started. I'm going to keep this. They gave me a lovely pack, actually. And actually, it was really cute on the front of it. It says, "So here it is, with all our love, because you're amazing, and together we do amazing things." I thought it was quite inspiring. I'm going to put my book back in the pack, alongside my food diary that I've only started. Little piece of paper. And I like it's on both sides. So, yeah, that's quite cool. Yeah, so that's where we are. Thought I'd give you an update. Slimming World week one. Or day one. Week one, day one today. And, yeah, so what can we say? That's about it. So I hope you enjoyed this. I'll let you know as and when along this journey we go to finding out to how I get on, and if it actually works, which I'm hoping it does. And yeah, it just seems like there's so much to eat, and there's so much. You can just eat, and you can eat pasta, you can eat rice if you want to. You don't have to measure anything. The only thing you actually have to measure is the milk in the morning. That's it. Like, I don't need to measure anything else, which is just crazy. Literally crazy. So, yeah, that's it. So I'll cut this off now because I think I've wittered on enough about Slimming World. And I will talk to you all very soon. Bye-bye for now.